This is Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Aledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. We have another co-op agreement that has been approved in our area. I know Erie earlier in November approved a co-op agreement with Prophetstown for boys and girls basketball, golf, and volleyball, and the Prophetstown board, they okay the agreement earlier this week, and the two schools have already had the prior arrangement with sports like football and I know baseball and softball in the spring and track and wrestling, of course, in the winter. So, Brian Roush, it looks like a pretty easy transition for me and something that probably needed to be done.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you start at the top of the list of why. And I think that's for participation opportunities. Numbers were down in a lot of those programs that you mentioned. And to see the continuation of those programs, the co-op was necessary. You also talked a little bit about some of the other sports. And they've really had some nice success in football and wrestling, and especially track and baseball. So it's really, and softball as well. It's really been something that you could say that those sports were kind of the experimental stages, and now it's like, okay, let's go in all sports fully engulfed here, and I think it's going to be great for all the young athletes down in the Erie Prophetstown area.
Yeah, and I know the girls basketball program had been kind of an outlier for Prophetstown, where they had the great run a few years ago and got to the state tournament, and I know it's always tough, you know, in that era to say, well, should we co-op right now or not, but that success is gone. So, two, it's about, is the timing right? And the timing is right, I guess, now, too.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, you can look at some of the negatives, and there's probably people out there who will, you know, look at those and play them up. But I look at the positives and say, okay, you've got an opportunity for kids to participate and be competitive in a number of sports, and that's what we're looking for in today's world. And you've already got that identity of Panthers. That's great. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are like, hey, Prophetstown Prophets, Erie Cardinals, that's old school. But this is 2017. Let's move forward. You got the identity of the Erie Prophetstown Panthers. Now you have the opportunity to succeed in a number of sports.
Well, and it's interesting because I look at the numbers of Erie and Prophetstown in terms of their enrollment. Erie at 192, I saw on the IHSA website today. Prophetstown at 245. Now, I look at Erie and Prophetstown, and I say, that kind of resembles two schools in the Lincoln Trail Conference who co-op everything but basketball and volleyball. And I'm talking about Anawan and Weathersfield. Now, Anawan's in their great run in girls basketball. Weathersfield has been in their great run in volleyball. So we talk about timing. Probably not going to do it this year, but I would think eventually down the road, do you think those two schools will examine a co-op for those sports? That's an interesting question.
Well, I think it is a very interesting question, and I think one thing we've learned in athletics, don't ever close doors. Maybe now is not the proper time, but don't shut the doors forever because circumstances change. And let's always have that open mind. And I think that's what we saw in both Prophetstown and in Erie. Maybe years ago that wasn't the right thing to do, but now it is the right thing to do. And moving forward, hopefully everybody's on board, and that'll just result in better opportunities for the athletes.
And I believe the votes were unanimous by both boards. Now I'm hearing that secondhand. So Erie and Prophetstown moving forward with basically a co-op for all sports. You know, the other thing, though, I was thinking about the impact that that agreement will have on at least boys and girls basketball and volleyball. Brian, you have two schools when they were playing separately. They were clearly 1A programs in the four-class system. So you lose two 1A schools in boys and girls basketball and volleyball, and you get then one school added to 2A. So this does, it doesn't completely, you know, overtip the apple cart, but it does have an impact on those postseason assignments, I think, moving forward.
Yeah, it'll have a little bit of a ripple effect. Right now we don't know exactly what that is, but it will impact that, as with other schools where you're seeing, you know, maybe larger enrollments or in co-ops or consolidations or whatever, that always will have kind of an impact on, you know, what the classification system looks like.
All right, I know Brian Roosh has got to get ready and root for Bucky Badger today in the Big Ten title game, so we'll let him move on. He's Brian Roosh. Are they going to win, by the way, or not?
I sure hope so. I'm really scared about Ohio State's offense, but we've got a great defense, and hopefully the offense on the Badger side of the football can be, you know, adequate enough to pull out a 17-14 victory.
All right, go Badgers. He's Brian Roosh at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.